Surat An-Najm. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the star when it sets, your companion is neither astray nor misguided, nor does he speak out of his own desire. This Quran is but an inspired revelation. He is being taught by one who is mighty powerful, the one free from defects, who became stable in the view. He stood poised at the uppermost horizon. Then he drew near, coming closer, within the length of two bows, or even closer, and revealed to Allah's servant that what he was supposed to reveal. His own heart did not deny that which he saw. How can you, O unbelievers, then question what he saw? And he saw him once again, near Sidratul Muntaha. Near it is Jannatul Ma'wa. When the tree was covered with what covered it, his eyes did not turn aside, nor did they exceed the limit, and he did indeed see some of his Rabb's greatest signs. Have you ever seen Lat and Uzza, and another, the third, Manat? Are you to have sons and he the daughters? This indeed is an unfair division. These are nothing but names which you and your forefathers have invented, for Allah has vested no authority in them. The unbelievers follow nothing but mere conjecture and the whims of their own souls, even though right guidance has already come to them from their Rabb. Or should man have whatever he wishes? Nay, to Allah belongs the hereafter and this present life. How many are the angels in the heavens? Yet their intercession can avail none unless Allah gives them permission in favor of whom he wants and is pleased with. Those who do not believe in the hereafter give the angels female names of goddesses, but they have no knowledge of it. They follow mere conjecture, and surely conjecture does not avail against the truth at all. Therefore, neglect those who ignore our warnings and seek only the life of this world. This is the sum of their knowledge. Surely your Rabb knows who have strayed from his path and who are rightly guided. To Allah belongs all that is in the heavens and in the earth, so that he may requite the evildoers according to their deeds and richly reward those who do good deeds. To those who avoid the major sins and shameful deeds and are guilty of only small offense, surely for them your Rabb will have abundant forgiveness. He knew you well when he created you from earth and when you were just embryos in your mother's wombs. Therefore, do not claim piety for yourselves. He knows best who is really God-fearing, pious. Have you seen the one who turned away? He gave a little from the promised amount, then stopped. Does he possess the knowledge of the unseen that he could see reality? Or have he not been notified about what was in the scrolls of Musa and of Ibrahim, who always kept his word, that no soul shall bear the burden of another, that there shall be nothing for a man except what he strives for, that his striving shall be scrutinized, that he shall be fully rewarded for it, that to your Rabb is the final goal, that is he who grants laughter and tears, that it is he who ordains life and death, that it is he who has created in pairs the male and the female from a drop of ejaculated sperm, that it rests upon him to grant the second life, that it is he who gives wealth and property, that he is even the Rabb of the Seeress, and that it is he who destroyed the people of Ad, then the people of Thamud, sparing no one, and before them the people of Nuh, who were the most unjust and rebellious, and also destroyed the Mu'tafikah, who were smitten by the scourge that smote them. Then which of your Rabb's blessings would you doubt? This warner is just like the earlier warners. The ever-approaching is drawing near. None but Allah can disclose it. Do you then wonder at this revelation and laugh instead of weeping? Rather, you are wasting your time. Prostrate yourselves before Allah and worship him while you can. Surat Al-